This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. There's a lot to talk about in the news, as usual. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's see, here's a shocking study for you. Exposure to bad news before work may lead to unhappiness throughout the day. Coming up also, we'll talk about Bernie Sanders. Apparently, he's got an $18 trillion proposal.
A big old pony.
Yeah.
A big old promised pony to the people.
This is in the Department of Studying the Obvious department, CBS Hartford reporting at CBSLocal.com, exposure to bad or negative news before going to work may contribute to unhappiness throughout the day, according to a new study. I wonder how much money they were granted for this study. The Institute for Applied Positive Research and Arianna Huffington teamed up to evaluate how bad news affects individuals' workdays, as reported by HNGN. The study evaluated 110 participants, not a large sample, who were split into two groups, one that watched negative news before 10 a.m., and a second group that watched 3 minutes of success stories. Individuals were surveyed on stress and mood 6 hours after they were exposed. The findings suggest that those who watched the bad news were 27% more likely to become unhappy throughout the day compared to those who watched the success stories.
Does it say anything about whether they tried this during the evening, like before you go to sleep? Because most people are getting home from work, they're putting their feet up, they're having a beer, and they're watching all this nasty news right before they go to sleep.
Yeah, no.
How many people actually get the news in the morning? I don't.
That's a good question, Conan. I mean, it's not my world, so I don't really. I'm not a morning person. I get up in the morning only because I have to.
Yeah.
And I don't get up as often as I should in the morning. And I certainly don't have television, so even if I am up in the morning, the last thing I'm thinking about is flipping on the Today Show or Good Morning America or one of these shows. And so I don't even, I don't inhabit that world. But, if you look around at least sort of to popular culture, that's kind of the thing that people are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to wake up, brew a cup of coffee, and sit down and watch TV for an hour before they leave.
Or get in their cars and listen on the way to work. Or, whatever their transmute is.
Well, yeah, I guess they didn't study radio news in this particular case. They did look at TV. But, yeah, I don't know if radio news would affect people differently. In this case, they watched, negative news before 10 a.m. So it doesn't say how many minutes of negative news they watched. They did say here that they watched 3 minutes of success stories in the other group. And according to the Harvard Business Review, quote, "We believe that negative news influences how we approach our work and the challenges we encounter at the office because it shows us a picture of life in which our behavior does not matter. The majority of news stories showcase problems in our world that we can do little or nothing about."
Yeah.
The team does plan to expand the study to other sample groups like gym goers and sales and customer service workers to see how much performance may be affected. Previous research indicates that people are drawn to depressing stories and respond more quickly to negative language. Bad news and negative headlines often dominate the media, prompting researchers to come up with solutions to the study's findings.
Now, that's interesting, because I think people are mostly cynical, and they're going to see the bad in life. They're mostly pessimists out there, but that they're actually drawn to bad news is curious, because you think that you would be drawn and attracted to happy things that are going to make you happy and going to make you feel better.
You would think. Is it something that's innate in humans, or is it that we're trained to this? I mean, by virtue of the fact that we are exposed to bad news generally, those might be the headlines that attract us because that's what we're used to seeing from the news.
Or if you were going to, say, later on after your commute to work, go to the water cooler Mm-hmm. What are you going to talk about? Are you going to talk about the kitty cats and the puppies? Are you going to talk about the car wreck? I mean, what's going to make you sound better? What's going to be more interesting to your peers? And I'm thinking probably the bad news would probably be more interesting.
Well, people aren't putting thought into that, though, right? Like, that's just something that's happening. They're doing it. They're not specifically consciously saying to themselves that they're more interested in a story about a vicious murder as opposed to some old lady celebrating her 105th birthday.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's a chicken or the egg question. Are people, by their nature, by birth, you know, if they were birthed and simply given reading, writing, and arithmetic, would you then turn that person loose to the world and they would be more interested in bad news than good news?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't get to experiment with that because, you know, their entire lives they've been bombarded with negative news. If it bleeds, it leads, is the old saying. And, you know, there's a reason for that because that's what people tune in for. That's what they expect to see. And, you know, when it's a cute story, I remember I did watch news in the past when I was younger. I used to work at a radio station and we'd air the evening news, like the half hour TV news. We'd air the radio version of that, if you will, just the audio track. So I watched a lot of news at that time, and you know sometimes they'll end the newscast with like, oh, here's the feel good story for tonight. Here's Ms. Smith, she's turning 110 today. Isn't that cute? Here, our cameras were here to capture the moment, and it just seems so silly and unnecessary. It's like, well, what's, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not going to get anybody to tune in through a commercial break.
Yeah, I actually started putting those on the Shire TV's episodes.
Really?
Like a couple of seconds of just like a goofy animal or something. A dog jumping on a trampoline or, you know, just something. It had to be animals. It had to be goofy. And maybe some nice music over top of it.
Now, you probably could get someone to tune in after a break. That's the goal of the news, right? It's not to really give you the news. It's to keep you tuned in through a commercial break or two, which is why they will tease the main story. They'll tease a story that sounds important, but they'll make you wait through the entire
all news. The way to the last 50 minutes.
And then it'll be disappointing, too. Like, almost half the time, whatever it is that they've been teasing, they ultimately won't give you much more in the actual newscast than they gave you in the tease, and you waited through a half an hour's worth
just
of
just like
news
a really, report. Like a movie trailer. You can usually tell when you see a movie trailer, it's like, all right, well, I don't really need to see the movie
because
that was 2 minutes of every single, all the great comments, all the cliche comments, and all the good action. So I'm done. I don't need to see that movie.
But I suspect if they did have a good cat video, that might actually, like, you know, tune in after this to see how this cat reacts to the bird or whatever. That would probably get people to stay tuned. But I don't know. Most of the good news stuff just doesn't attract people. But is it because that's what we've been trained into doing, or is it because that humans by their nature are attracted to bad news? Well, I suspect it's a training thing.
As far as by nature, I'm going to say it is easier to be bad. You have to actually, I think people are naturally bad. And
really?
You actually have to work.
Disagree.
You actually have to put forth an effort to be good. You wake up bad. You wake up on the bad side of the bed every morning.
I don't know about
that. You have interactions with your neighbor. And if you just say whatever's on your mind, it's going to be bad. But you actually have to put forth an effort to be good. And by the way, it works in the long run. You start off your morning by greeting your neighbor and having a nice, pleasant conversation, and it just seems to affect the rest of your day. But I think I've always felt that human beings are inherently selfish, greedy, bad.
Hmm.
And in order to be good, you actually have to put forth a lot of energy and effort to make that happen.
I guess there's an argument that you can make that, you know, by their nature, humans are going to want to hoard or whatever. And, you know, back in the caveman days or whatever, they'd be clonking each other over the head and not cooperating. But ultimately, they discovered that by cooperating that things get better over time. I don't know. That's an interesting question, Conan. I've never really considered that humans would be bad by nature because it seems like they're good.
I'm embracing lizard brain.
Uh-huh.
Lizards aren't nice to each other. They eat each other.
They fight a lot.
They fight a lot, and hey, I like your girlfriend. I'm going to eat you and take your girlfriend.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm not embracing the evolved human side. I'm embracing the lizard
the
side.
The natural side.
The natural, yeah, the natural wake up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed every day.
Well, because all the evidence is that people are doing good in the world, right? Like, that if they were bad by nature, then it would be really difficult to overcome that.
Being good takes work.
Huh.
Don't go in and clean up the litter on the side of the highway. That's a lot of work.
That's true. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. What is the nature of humans? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitfirst.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I like a little bit of good news, and when we get the chance, we certainly do bring some of it to you, like a good court decision. It's very rare that you see those, so I do like to point them out when it's possible. But yeah, overall, news is kind of a bad thing, and there's a not-so-shocking study here from the Hartford Business Review and Arianna Huffington that says that, what do you know, exposing yourself to bad and negative news before you go to work might make you unhappy throughout the day. We can talk more about that. You can share your thoughts here. Conan suggested that humans by nature tend towards being bad and that it takes effort to overcome that and be good.
So, and when I say bad, I mean inherently greedy and selfish.
So if you want to comment, join us here. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out that way. You will sound better generally if you do that. And if you sound better, that just might mean you'll stay on a little bit longer. Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and they will get you cryptocurrencies when you send them money order or check. It's so easy. You just go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely help you. ExpressCoin.com. Do it from your smartphone by downloading their app over at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee, which is an awesome deal. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Now, previous research, according to this CBS Hartford story, indicates that people are drawn to depressing stories and respond more quickly to negative language. Bad news and negative headlines often dominate the media, prompting researchers to come up with solutions to the study's findings. Experts say that workers should turn off news alerts, turn off the radio, and I disagree. Keep the radio on. Got to keep the radio on.
News or music?
And just saying, turn off the radio. Of course, it's the TV station that's reporting this. And start the day with more positive stories to avoid the negative impact of too much bad news. The authors of the study note, quote, it's possible to stay informed about the news and remain positive and focused on your own work, but only if you control your news consumption instead of letting it control you. And I do agree with some of the things that they're saying here. I agree that it's bad to drown yourself in negativity. I mean, whether it's your own negative thought processes or it's the negative messages that are in the news media around you, or if you're just surrounding yourself with negative people. I am a firm believer in, you know, having a positive mindset. Conan, you say it takes work, and it does. It absolutely does. It's easy to think negative thoughts. And it takes effort to shift your mindset from that negative whatever it is you're thinking about and thinking about something that's more positive. But in my experience, it's worth it to put that effort in because,
you know, oh, yeah, it works in the long run. It makes the day flow more efficiently. And as far as surrounding yourself in negativity, I believe, yeah, that's not a good thing. But I think you need to not ignore it either. I mean, there's nothing worse than that. That woman who's always smiling and she's voting for Bernie and everything's good and
Pollyanna syndrome or
and
whatever.
Yeah, and it's like you want to slap her in the mouth because, you know, she doesn't see any of the evil. Everything's good. Everything's ponies and unicorns.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's good to have a little both.
A balancing act.
Have yourself Mr. Negativity and have yourself Pollyanna, and you be the middle person. You let them worry about being the tip of their icebergs.
Yeah,
don't ignore it either.
Right.
Otherwise, you're oblivious to what's actually going on.
Yeah, I do agree with that, although I can't blame someone who is oblivious, right? Like, I can't be mad at someone for wanting to ignore what's going on.
If the world is falling down around them and they are escaping it by being Mr. Happy Positive,
right,
then I'm going to blame them. I think that they're shutting it out, and they are a problem to themselves and their family. It kind of reminds me of, say, the battered wife. Mm-hmm. Who never talks about it. She ignores it. It's like, oh, he'll get better tomorrow. And she just keeps letting it go. And 20 years later, to finally get a divorce. If she stood up and accepted the negativity and says, hey, no. And you're not getting any more, by the way. You're on the couch. Or, you know, she, the gatekeepers. This is the whole Mark thing. she can put an end to it. The women could put ends to wars if they were just to stand up to all these negative peoples.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen if people were to pay attention and stand up in the world, Conan, and I agree with you. But at the same time, it's hard for me to judge someone for that because, you know, if somebody is just having themselves a good old time in life, then what's wrong with that? I mean, is there anything inherently wrong with that?
Well, if we lived in a world where we all suffered our own consequences and it wasn't cycled down to the next guy...
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is the world I want to live in, then it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, if you want to all happy giggles and unicorns and the roof is falling down on you, hey, go ahead. But don't expect me to have to pay for your roof, you know, afterwards.
All right, I'll give you that much. Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's no doubt that the government takes responsibility from people and transfers it to those who, you know, have the resources to pay for it. So you see that most typically in a welfare program, mm-hmm. where the people that are productive are essentially paying to support people who are unproductive.
Until before you know it, why anyone be productive?
Well, you're right.
And that's what's happening right now. I mean, there's less and less people who are the middle class is decreasing every single day. I've never even been in the middle class my whole life, and I'm very happily, very, very stable.
You own your own house. I mean, that, I think, puts you in the middle class, doesn't
it? I'm way below the limit, according to the stats.
Okay.
But yeah, I made that happen because I made some good investments.
You saved your money, and you made that happen.
Sure.
That's good.
That doesn't mean I got a lot of money.
No, I got you.
But property is property. I mean, so just because I don't have a great job, you know, having properties can go a long way in the end.
If you want to join us here and share your thoughts about being too happy or negative, exposed to too much negativity, I can't blame somebody, though, Conan, because, you know, even if you do pay attention, right, there's the burnout factor.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying attention, you're watching what's going on around you, it can be overwhelming how negative it is. And especially if you're not seeing anything gain, right? Like if you're putting a lot of effort into changing it, you're looking around, you see all this government, taxes, oppression, physical beatings by police. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of negativity out there. And you can feel like you can't really affect it. Oh, okay, sure, you can go out and vote. Well, that's not going to change anything. You can protest. Well, that hasn't really changed much of anything either. And so after you've gone through the motions of trying to do things, we see this happen in our movement a lot, the Liberty Movement, where people will get burned out and they will just throw their hands up and say, all right, that's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, they either move out to the woods or sometimes they move right out of the state.
Or the country.
Yeah.
And I can't blame them for that either, because it is frustrating and it is a long road. And while one man can make a difference or one woman can make a difference, sometimes it's hard to see the difference that you're making until later on down the line. It doesn't always necessarily make itself apparent immediately upon your doing whatever you're doing.
It's exactly what you said. It's work.
Yeah.
And you just have to, when you wake up in the morning, you have to realize that, hey, this isn't going to happen overnight. This is something, you know, I'm not going to snap my fingers and it's going to happen. We're not going to have freedom tomorrow. This might be the rest of our lives that we're working on this. It might not ever happen.
And so who can blame somebody who wants to just go call it a day and go
and escape,
kick off their sandals at the beach and just kick back and whatever? I mean, that's not my personality. I enjoy doing the things that we do because I think it is making a difference in the long run. 855, 450, free.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money?
For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, that's right. You got Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Conan.
We're discussing being positive versus negative. Apparently, this is not shouldn't be a shocking headline for anyone, but watching negative news before you go to work might make you more likely to be feeling bad throughout your work day. It might make you a more negative kind of viewpoint on life. And how do you combat that while at the same time remaining realistic and not, you know, completely shutting yourself off from the world around you, which in a lot of cases can be a very, very negative experience? Because I think there's a real benefit to being positive. So you're welcome to comment with your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, there's a movement in healthcare today, and it is a movement full of people like you that are ready to stand up and take charge of your healthcare. It's people like you and I who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be a part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. And Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization, but they care too, of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. Go to libertyhealthshare.org or call them toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's libertyhealthshare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. It's Ian and Conan in the studio. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Skype first. We got Tom. He's on the line. Hello, Tom.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Well, you're talking about wanting to hear some good news. Well, I have some good news about the state of Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, for our listeners that don't know, what's the state of Jefferson?
Well, the state of Jefferson is a move to split Northern California from the rest of the state and form a new state called Jefferson. Jefferson almost happened in 1941, and they chose to announce it on, of all days, December 8th, 1941, and December 7th, things kind of got distracted. There's been about 150 different attempts to split Northern California from Southern California since 1850 when California was formed. In fact, they almost did it while California was being formed. However, with the gold rush going on, they just wanted to get the new state in the union and move on with business. So our movement in the state of Jefferson is now 2 years old, and we are now, there's 20 counties in Northern California that comprise the proposed state of Jefferson, and we now have 11 counties on board with declarations to join the state.
Now, what do you say when you say you have 11 counties on board with declarations? Is that you've gone through some kind of political process? Has there been a vote? Was it like a county committee or commission or whoever that? What do you mean by that?
A combination. We've had 8 of the counties have had the county boards of supervisors vote to say that due to lack of representation, their county would like to separate from the state of California and form a new state, the state of Jefferson. So we've had 8 counties that have done that, and in 3 counties, the Board of Supervisors was not yet willing to stick their neck out and vote for that, so they assembled citizens' petitions, and so the three new counties are all through citizens' petitions that we've gotten these declarations.
And now, does California have is there a procedure for actually doing this? Are you guys just making it up as you go? Or is there actually California Constitution a way to do this legally?
It's actually part of the United States Constitution. Article 3, Section 4 states that simply in order to separate one part of a state from another state and form a new state, the process is simply majority of the state legislature that's being affected has to approve it and a majority of Congress.
So could one county break off if the majority of that county just decided that, hey, look, we don't want to be part of you anymore? And
if the state legislature decided to let one county go and form a new state and they wanted to, technically that could happen.
I thought you just said the affected parties. If the majority of the affected parties decided they wanted to break off, would you say it's the actual state of California?
The Constitution says that the state legislature has to approve the state split.
Right there, and why would California want you guys to release you guys? That's power.
Very
they'll be
good
losing.
Question.
Yeah, there are 58 counties in California. So, what are the other 38 gonna say about this?
Well, all right. Here's what we're doing, and kind of to back up a step. New Hampshire, I believe, was separated from Massachusetts through a constitutional state split in about 1820-ish, around that time frame.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, this has been done 4 times in the past. When Jefferson is successful, it will be the 5th time in U.S. history. Hasn't been done since 1825. The last state split was West Virginia from Virginia, but that was during the Civil War, and it really wasn't a constitutional process. It was, West Virginia wants to be on the Union side, so you're a new state. Back to the question you asked, why are they going to want to release us? In 1964, there was a court case in the Supreme Court called Reynolds versus Sims. And what Reynolds versus Sims did, in essence, declared the federal model of the Congress illegal and unconstitutional for states. In other words, right now we have a model in the federal government where each state has two state senators and the Congress, the House of Representatives, is apportioned by population. California was that way until 1964, where, in essence, 40 senators were divided as equally as possible between 58 counties.
Mm-hmm.
After 1964, when Reynolds versus Sims passed, both houses of the state legislature were apportioned by population. So that gives us a situation now where in all of Northern California, we only have six legislators in Sacramento that represent us.
Okay.
Los Angeles County alone has 34.
Mm.
So if we have a disagreement about what happens up here, particularly with our water, with Southern California, guess who wins?
Majority rules.
So what we're the crux of this, and the reason they would want to let us go is we are seeking, these declarations give us standing as an organization to overturn Reynolds versus Sims. Reynolds versus Sims has already been overturned in Niobe County, Wyoming, in the 90s, and so we already have precedent for that to happen. We're trying to keep this movement as nonpartisan as possible. It's about representation. But what's likely to happen in San Francisco, in Sacramento, if we are successful at overturning Reynolds versus Sims, what will in essence happen is a bunch of Republican senators from the rural counties would likely be coming to Sacramento. And I think the Democratic supermajority is not real enthused about that.
Hmm.
So in all likelihood, they'll let us go.
Is the idea that they would let you go prior to Reynolds versus Sims being overturned just on the fear that that could happen, or that you're gonna have to overturn this before they make that move?
We are going to work to overturn it either way, because our new state will have a state senator per county to represent each county.
Mm-hmm.
So Texas is already has a case, Yule versus Abbott, if I recall correctly, under consideration by the Supreme Court right now to modify Reynolds versus Sims. And what Texas is trying to do is say that instead of one person, one vote, which is what Reynolds versus Sims established, they want to change person to be one voter, one vote. And that is, that also looks to change the apportionment due to Reynolds versus Sims drastically.
Tom, keep us in the loop as this develops. I think it's fascinating, and good luck to you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, man, take care.
Tom from the state of Jefferson. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Conan's here, courtesy of Black Sheep Rising.
Woo-hoo.
It is a TV show and a podcast.
That's right. It's a vodcast.
Oh, yeah. So tell me more about it.
Black Sheep Rising is a late night program. It airs here on Channel 8, and we host local activists here in the area. We talk about stuff that's actually going on. We put our spin on things, so it can be comedic. It can be serious, because we could be talking about local politics or whatever. If we run out of things to talk about, we'll just do what Free Talk Live does. We'll just reach in the bucket and shake it up and grab something.
There's always something to talk about.
Uh-huh. It's a fun show.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing it now how long?
I don't even know.
A couple years, right?
We're on episode 89. It used to be weekly. It used to be an every Sunday program, and then
you got burned out.
Yeah, well, I was doing it. I was running out of time to do other things.
Yeah.
And it's good that I've cut it down to once a month.
Well, because now editing. You're doing a lot of editing.
I was doing
post-production.
All of the show notes, all the editing.
It's not like doing Free Talk Live where we just throw a show in a can and we're done for the night. With television, you know, you're not live. You're recording the show, and then you're editing in later video clips and things like that.
Yeah,
that takes time.
It can be a lot of it can be a lot of work at the end of the day. And then I like to do, like, thumbnails for each program. So I practice my Photoshop in, You know, so it's a really neat art project for me. I love doing it. So it's almost kind of, yeah, it's kind of a little slice of Conan.
I'm glad you kept doing it, too, rather than calling it quits entirely. So I think better to have it less often and continue than to not happen at all.
Because mm-hmm.
it's a good show. BlacksheepRising.org is the website. There's video, which you can watch on YouTube. You mentioned it's on local television here in Keene, but most people can't see that.
Yeah, YouTube is the way to get it.
Yeah, you can watch it. Although the local people get it first, right? They see it first on YouTube.
Correct.
They see it first on TV, and then you put it on YouTube.
Correct. And, of course, if you're like me, there's no way I can sit down and watch 2 hours of programming, but I do drive around a lot. You've got the podcast option.
Exactly. So go get it. It's free. BlackSheepRising.org. Our toll-free number tonight for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about secession a moment ago with one of the gentlemen from the state of Jefferson, which I think is a great project, the idea of separating the top 20 counties of California from California into their own state.
Mm-hmm.
Great, man. I hope that works out for them. It sounds like they've got a good plan. It sounds like as good a plan as any other one.
They're trying to do it legally, and they've been trying for a long time.
Well, it seems like they've been really keying in on it over the last few years, though. And
yeah. Well, I think that the troubles that they're having to deal with, you know, they're dragging along Southern California.
Right.
And it's just a weight around their ankles. You know, it's time to kick those suckers to the curb.
Same thing with Northern New York as
California,
well.
California is too big. And the people in Northern California don't think, live, or do anything like the Southern California is doing. There's no reason why they should be suffering the way they do. And it's the same thing here, like in Massachusetts. You know, there are good people in Massachusetts. There's a lot of crap holes in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get the same thing with New York. I mean, why can't the city of New York, you know,
Break away.
Yeah,
I mean, the more choices, the better. The more political designations. I'm certainly no fan of the idea of the state, but I'd rather have 100 than 50.
Oh, yeah. I would rather have 1 million.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know what? My house.
Yeah, sure.
the state of Black Sheep Rising.
Solid Estates. So, there's that. And then there's also the news about Texas, where the Texas National, whatever they're called, the secessionist group there,
mm-hmm.
they are actually petitioning right now to try to get something like 75,000 petition signatures so that secession from the United States can get on the ballot in 2016.
Ooh, neat.
So, yeah, I mean, that to me is an even more exciting potential because they're talking about leaving entirely. State of Jefferson just wants to have its own state among the U.S. State of Texas, these guys are saying, we're out of here. We want to end this thing, and they want to get it on the ballot to give the people of Texas a chance to vote on that. They've been going around to different areas of the, you know, different cities and doing petitioning, and I hope that works out for them. It's not going to be an easy process. But then again, 75,000 petition signatures sounds like a lot, although it's not. If you think about it, I've heard that you need like 400,000 in California to get something on a ballot.
I wonder what we need to get items put on the ballot. We can't do it. It has to be done by our representatives.
That's correct. And there are good reasons that that's a good thing, and then there's reasons why it's maybe not a good thing, right? Like there's double sided.
Good reasons, as in we're not bombarded by 300 different ballot initiatives on every single
a lot of those ballot initiatives are generally led by people who want to increase the size of government as well. So having it not be an option is kind of a good thing. New Hampshire has this. There's something about New Hampshire where the system is designed to make it difficult to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing because it's one of the reasons why New Hampshire's government has stayed relatively small in comparison to the other governments in other states in the United States.
Right.
Because New Hampshire is the way it is, and it's hard for you to make it worse, and it's also hard for you to make it better as well. But if you can make it better, like let's say by moving 20,000 activists here as part of the Free State Project and getting them elected and having them actually make successful inroads into the state government, well, then it'll be harder to change that around, right? So for every step that we take towards more freedom, it's that much harder for the statists to undo that here in New Hampshire.
Right.
So,
but you know them. the Massachusetts folk, they're moving in here quick. They're escaping their own hellhole.
No, that's true.
This is a great option for them.
Well, that's a big objection to people moving here, Conan, is that, well, there's all those people from Massachusetts coming. Why should I move there? But the people who move up from Massachusetts aren't activists.
It's not that they're not activists, but they're also, they kind of know what's going on. They kind of know that there's a problem, and they're trying to escape it.
That's true as well.
Some of them come here, and they immediately start with the old Massachusetts ways. They don't really realize what they were escaping.
Right.
Some of them know better, and they're just getting out of there for good.
Yeah, that's true. Not everyone coming from
that. And you're absolutely right about the fact that most people who move anywhere, most people in general, are not activists, and they just want to live their lives, and activism is hard. There you go. There's a whole, it's work.
It is.
And, who wants to work?
Well, so right now, you and I, Conan, are running for a local office here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. And there was actually a newspaper editorial just recently that was praising the activists.
An editorial. They usually are. They're always slapping us around.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was in the background, but I just heard some music. Anyway, this editorial was basically saying that this is like a record year. Here in Keene, because there are 16 people, we're two of them, that are running for 5 seats. And I've been here almost a decade. I've never seen that many candidates for those 5 seats. Usually it's like 9 to 10 or 11 people. 16 is a huge number. And
usually it's usually 2 or 3 of us always.
Well, more recently, yeah, but prior to that it was one person or whatever. And they believe that it's going to result in a greater voter turnout, that all of the controversy from the candidates and the election and the hubbub surrounding it is going to encourage more people to come out and vote in a municipal election. Now, historically, and this isn't just a Keene, New Hampshire thing, just across the board, across, anywhere, municipal elections tend to be very poor turnout. Like, very, very few people tend to go and bother to vote for city council and mayor. They just don't do that.
It's like 10% of the voting, of the actual voting
the registered
population.
Voters. Yeah. If 10%. If you get 10%, you're doing all right for a municipal election. And so they're predicting that there's going to be a good turnout for a municipal election. I don't know if it's going to.
I think it will be better because you have these different candidates that are bringing their people with them to the voting polls. But I don't think it's going to be much more than it usually is. It's just a lot of people don't even know this thing's happening. They got things to do.
If you can get the latest on what's going on here in Keene, just go over to freekeene.com. Let's go to No Name calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
I hate cops.
Is this Dave?
Yes.
All right, Dave. What do you hate cops for?
All right. Earlier today, I had to go up to Pleasant Valley to check my mail and whatever, and I accidentally hit somebody else's car. I didn't do it on purpose. I was like, moving around this small parking lot. I accidentally hit it, and I didn't want to deal with this person's BS or whoever it was, whatever. They weren't at the car, and so I got out of there. I got out of there like a bat out of hell, and then I came back home like an hour. I came back home.
Hold up. You did it. You hit and run? Wait a minute. You hit this guy and you ran?
Yeah.
That's a crime, Dave. I want to put you on hold here. We'll talk to you more about it. I want to find out more of these details because that's a not nice thing to do. And in that case, I think that it was right for the police to come after you. Now, what they did to you, I don't know. Maybe they treated you unnecessarily bad, but you kind of started that one. 855-453 is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We'll get the rest of the story from Dave here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.